And we are back. Thanks for staying with us. We are here at the Washington State Convention Center for Build 2017, and we have tons of cool stuff that we've been doing throughout the whole week. But today, we're going to spend some time talking about Microsoft Teams. How you doing, my friend?
Great. Thanks for having me here,
Seth. No problem. Tell us who you are and what you do.
Sure. My name is Larry Jin. I'm a program manager on Microsoft Teams, and my specialty is the developer platform, specifically bots and some of the other cool new features I'm going to show later today.
So we talked about, I've seen Microsoft Teams, amazing. But then I recently heard, and you were telling me about this, that you can actually, as a developer, do even more with
Absolutely.
It. So why don't you tell us a little about the kinds of things that we can do to extend Microsoft Teams?
Yeah. Sure, would love to. So, there are a lot of developer features that are available. Some of them were available through GA, which was a couple of months ago.
Okay.
So bots, tabs, connectors. Just kind of talk about each in just sort of a nutshell.
Absolutely. And as you're going, please remember that questions. We want your questions. Questions from the audience are very important. I'm watching them here. So if you have any questions for Larry about
Absolutely.
Microsoft Teams, let's get them in there.
Great. So I'll start with bots. I think a lot of folks are already familiar with chatbots. We've got full support for bots written in the Microsoft Bot framework.
And so this would be a channel for the
Microsoft.
This
is another channel. That's
okay,
right. And we've got some unique, special, rich capabilities. So,
cool.
Polly is a bot that we have in Teams. And you can see here, we've got a poll created. And what's cool about this is you've got the buttons and content, but if I click on one of these, it actually changes the vote. And so this is a dynamically updating card that the bot sent, and you can actually interact with it and have that content refresh.
That's cool.
Another cool feature I'll show is, let me jump into this channel. If I start talking to this bot over here, we actually have what's now, this is a new feature called a bot menu. And so as a developer, you could specify kind of the top level command. So if you've got a bot with three or four, kind of key functionality, you can put that in your menu. And what's cool about it is as a user, I can just do this and it types down. So it kind of like auto suggests, auto complete. So as a user, I don't have to remember, what are all the commands this bot supports? You can just kind of use that menu to figure that out.
Holy cow. I mean, like right now, you're kind of blowing my mind. I feel like I need to get like a remedial course on Microsoft Teams because I saw it and I was like, this looks great. I'm going to use it. And then other things happen. So why don't we back up just a hair?
Sure.
Tell me what Microsoft Teams is, why it's important. And then all of a sudden,
Absolutely.
This is totally going to light up.
Yeah. So, this is a product that we launched in GA in March, so a couple of months ago.
Okay.
And it is an all-new chat-based workspace for Office 365.
Got
and
it.
So, what I mean by that is it is a team collaboration, sort of best-in-class messaging product. So we have really rich messaging functionality. You can be a member of multiple teams. Each team can have multiple sub-conversations called channels. So you can see here that this is a particular channel that I'm looking at. We've got rich messaging features. You can put in images. You can put in documents. You can create paragraphs using rich formatting features like bold and italics. We've got integrated calling. So if I hit this button over here, it starts a rich video meetup right in situ.
Holy
so
cow.
So you can actually come over here and wave at the screen, too.
My goodness.
Meet now. So launch into an edge-to-edge calling experience.
Holy cow. Look, Inception.
I've got infinite Larrys.
So many Larrys. I don't know if I can handle so many Larrys. My goodness.
Let me quit out of that before I break the universe.
Right. The universe was slowing down there on that. And so I'm looking at this. It seems like it's a place, a canvas for people to communicate.
Absolutely.
To work. You have groups
That's
with
right.
channels. But
That's
then I'm
right.
seeing like some tabs
yes.
over. What are those?
You're too observant. You're way ahead of the curve there,
Sorry.
Seth. Those are called tabs. And so the concept of Teams, it's more than just chat and conversations. It is a digital workspace.
Okay.
A hub for your team. So the tabs here, we've got, for instance, files. So every team has its own SharePoint site. Created with it.
Oh my
goodness. So you've got all of your Teams files in one place. You can see all the files here. Now, if that wasn't enough, if I click on one of these, it actually opens that document up so you can view it and collaborate inside of Teams without
Holy
having to leave the
cow.
Product.
Like, I saw Teams. I didn't know it did all of this, okay? This
well,
is amazing.
Now you know.
Awesome. And so it's literally, like, let's just say, like, for us, Channel 9, we're going to Belgium next week. We're covering Techorama.
Yeah.
We might open a group for Channel 9, and we'll have a channel for Techorama 2017.
That's right.
And in there, and we can talk to each other, add documents.
Yep.
You were mentioning other tabs. What other things can I do in there? Like,
yeah,
I feel like
yeah.
I should have been using
so
this
So it's a totally extensible workspace. It's totally customizable. So we've got a Poly tab here. Poly is one of our partners. You saw the poll in the channel.
Right.
This is a tab with all of the polls that were created. So not only do you have that bot in the conversation, but you also have a tab that has a bunch of rich content.
Awesome. So this would be a custom tab then, is what you're saying?
Well, we've got third-party apps. That's the
thing. So that's a different app altogether.
Exactly. So if I click on the plus, you'll see what happens here. These are some of the apps that we have. So I talked about Poly. You saw the Word document. We've got Hootsuite, Power BI. We've got Asana and Trello for task management and a bunch of other third-party apps.
Holy
All of these have
cow.
Rich tabs.
Okay, so now that I got a sense for like a Teams is a place to collaborate,
yep.
to have groups, to have channels, to have tabs with files and stuff built in, and now we're getting into the this is where we can extend.
That's right.
And it feels like that there's a couple of places of extensibility.
Yep.
Help me out, Larry. It feels like we can add apps that are like tabs.
Yep.
And then we can add modalities of conversation with bots.
That's right. And we've got more, too.
Oh, I can't even think of like what
we've
else
we've got
do you
more.
Have? Okay.
So this is actually, we've got connectors. So support for Office 365 connectors. So
okay.
if I click on one of these, click on connectors, you'll see all of the connectors that are available. So what connectors does is allows third-party service to publish notifications, rich notifications
oh.
into channels.
And Team Services, like your CI/CD process was going through and there's someone broke the
exactly.
build, it'll tell you.
Exactly. And I'll show you one for Trello, actually. So if I go to this product launch channel,
okay.
scroll up a little bit. I think I've got a good example in here. You see this Trello card. Now, you've got the content here. That's great. What's better now for Build this year is their actionable messages. So if I click on this, boom, I can actually set the due date from here. So
and
I've
that's
got a,
affecting Trello.
That it goes back to Trello and saves the data in Trello. So I've got a
Holy
date
cow.
Time picker. I can move that task to a different list. I can add a new comment. And again, all of this syncs back to Trello.
And that's interesting because now, let's just say you have a custom process that you do in
yep.
your office. You can actually build this directly into Microsoft Teams
Absolutely.
So that you're actually working
yep.
and stuff.
That's right. So you could build an app with a bot, a tab, a connector. And I'll show you one more cool thing.
So bot, tab, connector, one more thing. Okay.
One more thing. So let's say that you're writing a message and you're talking to your colleagues and you want to reference a work item in VSTS. And I say, hey, Seth, you know why? Check out this bug.
Or the bug that you that's like your really nice way of saying, hey, Seth, you broke
yeah,
it.
Yeah, you broke exactly.
Check out
you
this bug, Seth.
Right. Now, what do I have to do today? I
okay.
got to alt tab out. I got to find a link to that
right.
item and paste it into the chat. It's super painful.
Yeah.
We're fixing that. So this is a new feature called Compose Extensions. I hit this dot, dot, dot. It brings up some of the tools that we have here.
Wow.
Now, if I want to pull in a VSTS work item, I click VSTS. And what's going to happen here, boom, these are all of the work items I recently interacted with. But let's say I want to search for one in particular. So I pulled up this bug. Now, I can select this bug, and it drops that into the message. I can compose around it. And I can send that into the chat. And so I did all of that without having to leave Teams. I didn't have to memorize a command. You know, I didn't have to do any of that. But if you do want to use a keyboard, if you're one of those folks who's really good from, you know, the command line, I can do that here as well. So I can do search and type the same thing and have that come up as a result.
Wow.
So this is kind of like our equivalent to slash commands for those that are more keyboard savvy.
And that's, okay, so now I need to understand because like there was a lot of stuff to unpack here.
A lot of stuff.
So the
yeah.
first one is you can do tabs.
Yep.
The other one was you could do connectors. What was connectors again?
That's sending rich notifications into
Got
the
it.
Channel.
Connectors. There was this like I'm spacing now. There's so many
bots.
Apps, connectors, bots, and there was one more.
And then Compose Extensions I just showed, which allows you as an end user to go easily query information from an external service. But the beautiful thing is they're not separate apps. It's all part of one app. So
right.
if you look here. Click on this button. This is all the apps that I've installed. But if I click on the Discover apps, you've got this app gallery that shows all of the third-party apps that you can add. And each one of these is just a complete package for that functionality. And the great thing is, as a developer, you build one of these, you submit it to the Office Store, and once it gets approved, it'll show up in here.
So let's talk about as a programmer, because we got, 15 or so minutes. How do I write these?
Yeah. Great question.
So I want to
yeah.
get into like, what does it look like to write these?
Yeah. I don't have the code on this computer, unfortunately,
okay.
but I'll kind of talk through it. If you're building a tab, it's as simple as taking your existing web application experience. So if let's say you have a website already and your users go there, you know, if it's a task management, they go to the website. It's very easy to take that and then modify it to have it as an embeddable tab. So you integrate with our JavaScript library, and you make sure that it looks good inside of Teams, so it doesn't have a bunch of extraneous Chrome and stuff around it. But it really, it's as simple as that. And we have some great tabs that have been built that way.
And so now, when I'm building an app, because I'm thinking about all of the four interaction abilities that you said. When I'm building an app, do I have to build all four interactions in there? Is it nice to have them all in there? What do you say?
Yeah, great question. I mean, it really depends on the scenario, right? So, we have some partners who just want to build a great kind of visual embedding experience, then they just build the tab. If they want to have a rich notifications or a bi-directional interaction in chat, they add a bot or they add a connector. And now with Compose extensions, I mean, this is a great opportunity to really get engagement when a user's typing their message. And so we've had partners that have used one capability versus the other. We've had some partners that are looking at all of them. And the way that it works is you basically have a single manifest. So you've got a single JSON file where you define all these capabilities. And that same manifest, you publish it to the Office Store or you sideload it into Teams, and that's how you test it.
Awesome. So a question from Steven.
Great.
Can I sell my MS Team extension using the store?
That is a great question. So right now, we don't have a great monetization story. So you can submit your app and get it published to the store. The ability for a developer to monetize is something that we're working on or working with the Office Store on. And that's been a really, really popular ask.
Awesome. The other question I have is, now I'm trying to think, like, as a programmer, and we don't have the code in here, but I'm sure you can talk to it. When I'm building this kind of application, what am I actually building?
Yeah.
What does it look like?
Yeah.
What technologies do I need to know? Because
clearly
this feels like web stuff.
Yeah.
Walk me through that, and I'm going to stop you and ask a lot of questions.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah. So I talked a bit about the tab already, where it's just really your existing web application experience. If you're building a bot, it's using the Microsoft Bot Framework.
Okay.
So, take Polly as the example. So Polly or Hipmunk even, which is a travel and flights bot, they built their bot using the Microsoft Bot Framework. And in many cases, they also extended it to use cognitive services like Lewis if they want to do natural language processing.
Okay.
And so, as Microsoft Teams bots are fully built on the bot framework. You go to the bot framework website, you register your bot, you use the same SDKs and APIs, and then you can take advantage of the other capabilities in Teams as well, like tabs and connectors.
So with a bot that targets the Microsoft Teams channel, it's just like you would build any other bot. You go through the bot framework, you register this particular channel, it's great. But now my question is, because that one makes sense to me.
Yeah.
But if I'm building an app like a tab, for example, that I want to have these other interactions that you mentioned, what does that look like?
Yeah. So there's a couple ways that you can make that tab richer. One is that the JavaScript library that I mentioned that you integrate with has the ability to get the context outside of it. So this Poly tab that I showed. Using our library, they can actually know, hey, what's the user that's viewing this tab? What team is it in? What channel is it in? And so using that context, they can then perform additional actions like query the Microsoft Graph APIs or use our bot APIs. And so that's how they can kind of start to stitch these things together a little bit.
So it looks like when you're activating this thing, you're getting a lot of context passed into
you.
And then you can do a lot of other queries like graph queries,
et
cetera. But what is this app written in? Like, pretend I'm a programmer for a second. I know some people have a hard time, but pretend I'm a programmer. When I'm opening, am I opening Visual Studio, Visual Studio Code? Am I using a SPA framework like React, or am I using Angular too?
It's really up to you, because this is your web application. So everything we see here with the Poly tab, they wrote this in, I think it was Angular and Node, it could be ASP.NET, it could be Java, it could be Ruby on Rails. That's the beautiful thing about it. It's your web application that you are embedding inside of here. And so you don't have to rewrite everything to build a tab. You could take your existing web app and just modify it and then make it a great embedded experience.
Is this a separate package that we're putting together? Am I using Webpack to package it together with a special JSON file?
You just have it. This content you see here is deployed on Poly server, whatever server they want to use. If they're using Azure or some other cloud hosting solution, and what their manifest file that I talked about is how they start to glue these things together. So all they have to do is in their manifest file say, I want to point to this tab hosted on this URL. And it doesn't matter where that URL is hosted. It's totally up to them.
So it's like a really good iframe kind of thing.
It's an exact embedding. And on the desktop client, we use WebView, which is similar to that.
I see. So it's not actual like JavaScript material that Teams is hosting.
That's right. It's similar to Office add-ins. It's what's called a provider-hosted model. So as you're as a third-party developer, you're hosting your content on your servers, wherever that may be, and then you're kind of giving us a pointer to it so that we can embed that experience.
And when it's pointing to that URL, I'm imagining there's like some GET call that's being pulled. How is it passing back the context in a secure way?
Yeah, so there are standard models built around iframe-based message passing so that two different domains running in two different windows can actually communicate with each other and pass messages. And that's a standard model as well that we see in technologies like Office add-ins.
So this is something that, again, it's something we're calling back. It's a secure way of getting the information.
That's right.
We're having a good way. So here's a really interesting question. Are there plans to include a paired programming system to Microsoft Teams?
Paired programming.
So you know how we opened up a doc and you can sort of edit that?
Oh, yeah.
Is there a way to edit code that way?
You know what? That would be a great third-party integration. I mean, that would be a perfect tab, right? So you open up a tab that says this particular file, and you and I can start hopping on it. You're coding on yours, and I'm on mine. And I think that would actually be a great collaboration. We should talk to our ecosystem team and see if we can get something like that.
Absolutely. Now, the question is, like, when I'm opening these documents in the tab and I'm editing it with someone else, am I seeing what other people are doing, or is it just like I'm trying to understand when there's a collision, what happens?
You can, because ultimately these are web applications. So if that web application supports real-time co-authoring, you know, like a Word and PowerPoint and Excel do, then those edits will show up for other people in real time.
So now I understand. Is it like Polly's being called from a different machine?
Yep.
How does Polly start to interact with the ellipsis? What were those called on the ellipsis next to? You see where it says Graphic Design Institute? You see the ellipsis?
The collaborator.
So right where it says design team, right at the top, right here, there's a little ellipsis.
That one.
What are those called again? These extra things that you could do?
Yeah, these are actions that you can take on the team. So that's not extensible, but what is extensible is to hook into the messaging experience.
That's what I'm talking about. How do I do that? How do I do that from an app that's hosted somewhere else?
Right.
Is there something that,
like,
I'm trying to understand, like, there's got to be some boundary where there's things in Teams and things in my app.
Yeah. So the way the Compose extension works is it's actually built on top of the bot APIs and bot infrastructure.
Okay.
So let's talk about building a bot.
Okay.
So let's say you've written a bot and you've got it running on Azure and a cloud service somewhere.
Got it.
And this thing's listening to messages, right? So when I send a message to your bot, you know, your service is taking an incoming API call and then doing something and then spitting something back out, right?
So
I mean, that's how
like
all bots work.
A structured bot message that you're sending.
This is exactly built off of that same technology.
Actually,
I don't have the manifest, but if you looked at it, the way you declare a Compose extension and the way you declare a bot, it's very similar. You put in your bot ID that you registered on the bot framework, and then when I actually go and call VSTS here, all that's happening is we're sending a message to this cloud-hosted service, and that service is then calling VSTS APIs, fetching the work items, and sending it back to the Teams client.
Okay, and then it's sending a, like a response. Like,
is this,
for example, is this user story 147 user story? Is that UI being built by my hosted app?
This is just structured JSON. So all they got to do is send back structured JSON. And the great thing is this structured JSON is the exact same card format as the bot cards. If you build a bot, it's really easy to build a Compose extension. If you build a Compose extension, it's really easy to add a bot.
I'm starting to understand because I'm looking at this UI and it's beautiful.
That's right.
And you're saying, well, these are just bot cards.
Exactly.
Okay.
So we take care of the rendering, we ensure it's consistent, but we also provide the flexibility through the card framework so that developers can customize. We also support formatting and markup in the card. So if I drop one of these, you know, the hyperlinks is all markup. They can add bold, this inline emoticon here, that's markup. So they still have a lot of flexibility in how the cards are displayed and rendered in the client.
So remind me the four ways. One was tabs.
Tabs. Compose extensions, bots, and connectors.
So let's talk about connectors a little bit. Remind me what connectors do and how do we, because again, I'm trying to find the boundary of where we're in Teams versus where we're on our own server.
Yeah.
So talk about connectors a little more.
So connectors is, you know, you've got a service running somewhere in the cloud and when an event happens, you pump a notification into Teams.
Got it. So how do I, how do I do that? Like, is it, am I doing like a post command?
Yeah, exactly. Okay. You're literally just posting into a webhook URL. So I'll show you an example here. They have the concept of a custom incoming webhook is a type of connector where it's sort of a vanilla.
Right. Right. Like whatever you want.
Exactly. So if I click configure and I add one of these guys, so I'll just put build 2017 connector and I'll leave the image as is, hit create. What'll happen is it'll give me back this URL. Now, I can use any HTTP client. I can even use Fiddler. And all I got to do is post structured JSON into that URL, and that creates a connector card. And you can still attach all the actions and stuff that we saw earlier.
And is that connector card the same thing as sort of a bot card as well?
They're very similar. Yeah, so actually a bot can send a connector card. It's a slightly different format, but it's all JSON at the end of the day.
So let's talk about the format of these things, because it looks like now if I'm building this Microsoft Teams sort of application, it's something that lives on my server.
Yep.
Or it lives in Azure. It's probably going to be in Azure. And not only can you do tabs with it, which is going to render whatever you want to render, but then there's these interactions that are happening.
That's right.
Between. Are those, what does the interaction look like? I know it's JSON back and forth, but what kind of structure does it have?
Yeah, so if you talk about, let's say, compose extend, or go back to the Poly example, and you can click on one of these buttons for Hipmunk or for Poly.
Sure.
And what this goes over the wire as a piece of JSON going back to your same bot endpoint.
Got it.
And this piece of JSON describes a user action. So who did it and what do they do? And with that data, your bot service can then determine, you know, the next action.
And I mean, this is pretty cool because initially my thought was we're building something that then we're embedding into it. Mm. Which is not the case.
That's right.
And now that when you're talking about sideloading one of these applications, you're not sideloading like all of these compressed JavaScript files.
Yeah.
You're probably putting some kind of manifest that says, here's where everything is happening.
Exactly.
So tell me more about this manifest. What is in there? What does it look like?
Yep.
And if I'm building an app, it feels like you build your own thing, put a manifest in, and that's about it.
That's right. Yeah. So I wish I could pull up a manifest example if I could. I don't think I have one on this PC, but it's very simple. It's really just a JSON document that has the name of your app, developer info, like the developer name, website, terms of service, privacy policy, and then really just the list of all the capabilities, right? So you got a piece of JSON that says, you know, here's information about my bot ID, and some of the other capabilities. If I want to add a connector, you just add a connector section. If you want to add tabs, you add a tab section, and so on. And so really that's all it is. And we have tons of examples on our documentation.
Well, let's go there. We have about 5 or so minutes. Where can people go to get started? Let's just go through the documentation.
Yeah, we can show it right here.
People are probably
really
excited about this. Let's go to...
I said put Outlook.
dev.office.com.
There we go.
Nice. All right, so we're bringing it up.
So this is actually the new Dev Center for Microsoft Teams. We actually just updated it yesterday with the new content. So you can see here we've got kind of intro information. We have information about how to publish your app to the Office Store for Teams. And if you click on Build and Learn More, it gives you kind of a little bit of an intro to tabs, bots, connectors, compose extensions like we talked about.
Right.
And then if you click on one of these sections, it goes to our MSDN, which has the full rich documentation. So we've got the documentation on the bots, tabs. We also have documentation on how to get started. So a lot of these features I showed are in developer preview. And so you can actually get into developer preview through Teams, and you can opt in. And that way you can get some of the new stuff before it goes. It's kind of like Windows, sort of the insider track, right? We also have a new style design guide. I'm struggling to find the link here.
We'll find it. I mean, this is live, but obviously there's a place where all of this is located.
Yep, it's all here on the Dev Center and on the MSDN.
So let's talk a little bit about some of the coolest integrations that you've seen with Microsoft Teams. Maybe you can speak to the ones that are using a lot of the good capabilities.
Yeah, absolutely. So let me hop back into the client, pop open this guy really quickly. So, you know, my favorite bots, you know, I love Poly, work really closely with them. They're really taking advantage of both the bot, you know, in conversation as well as a tab.
Right.
We're working closely with GrowBot, which is this cool little bot that you add it to a team and you can give props and kudos to each other.
Right.
And it's got this running leaderboard of like who's got the most kudos. So, you know, a little bit of the game sort of nature.
Gamification.
That's right. In terms of some of the great tabs that we've seen, I've got to give a shout out to Rike. Rike is one of our close partners from St. Petersburg in Russia, actually. And they are a task management app, and they've built a great tab for Teams. And they've also got a connector, and we're working with them on lighting up some more capabilities as well.
That's awesome. And I used to use Rike where I used to work. Here's a question from Jonathan.
Sure.
Aside from Trello being integrated into the software, what other native connectors exist? You just mentioned some of them.
Yeah, so we've got tons of connectors to bring notifications into channels. We've got a lot of popular cloud services, developer services. In terms of file storage, that is something that we are looking at heavily. That's an ask people want to bring their Dropbox or their Google Drive. So that's something that we're looking at as well. But in terms of the connectors, you can kind of see the list for yourself. We've got Asana, Bitbucket, we've got GitHub in here. So tons of services that are integrated into Teams already.
Oh, and it feels like it's not a really hard thing to just set up and do.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's super awesome. Easy. So now, just to finish up, we have about 3 or so minutes. Tell me about the future of this. Where do you see? What are some of the things that you'd like to see people do in Teams with this? I'm sure you've imagined some scenarios.
Yeah.
Like, once you start to see what you can do, there's got to be some really cool scenarios that you're envisioning.
Absolutely. Yeah, so from an ISV perspective, we want all kinds of third-party apps to integrate, no matter what the job function or the business is. We want enterprise developers to get involved. There's so many cool line of business application scenarios. If you're in a large company, you've got your own expense management system, you've got your own 401k payroll system, and today as an employee, it's kind of painful to access that information and to do those tasks. And so we love the opportunity here for enterprise IT to also plug in, take advantage of these capabilities, and start building some really cool stuff that'll delight their employees.
And I have someone here just asking, could Microsoft Teams potentially be used as an alternative to CRM software with proper third-party additions? You could pretty much do whatever you want in that.
Yeah, and I think also, and I think it's not mutually exclusive. If you want to bring your favorite CRM system into Teams and you want to integrate that, that's an option too. With the canvas that we have with tabs, it's so rich with Compose extensions to be able to go. And if I want to look up a sales opportunity, I don't have to go switch context, try to find a URL, paste it. To be able to query that from inside of messaging is super powerful.
The next question is, what we got VSTS right now, but what about TFS? Is that something we could expose?
Yeah, so TFS, of course, being the on-prem version of VSTS, there are some capabilities that are not there, unfortunately.
Sure.
And so we're actually just using the APIs that are already available for VSTS.
Got it.
And so that's something that we can talk to the VSTS guys and see if they have any plans of adding that to on-prem as well.
This is awesome stuff. All right, so future of this. Are we going to add any more capabilities, or are we just with tabs, bots, connectors?
Oh, I'm sure we're going to add a lot more interesting, innovative stuff
awesome.
That I'm not privy to talk about.
Awesome. So where can people go to find out more? Let's call out the URL one more time.
Go to our dev center is up at dev.office.com/Microsoft Teams. All these capabilities are available today. You can get into the developer preview, so you can do the new stuff like Compose extensions. Really excited to see what people have to build.
Well, I'm really excited. I love the way you've done this. It's literally, you can host your own thing.
That's right.
You can make it integrate. Really light integration. There's no thickness to it. I really like it. Thanks so much for spending some time with us,
awesome.
Larry.
Thanks
so much for watching. We've been learning all about Microsoft Team integrations and how you can do some amazing stuff directly in Microsoft Teams. Thanks for watching. Again, you're watching the Build 2017 here from the Washington State Convention Center. We'll see you in a little bit.